All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back for a spicy section of Eternum. Are we going to get closer to our private parts or not going to push it? God, this is so sexy. And Luna looks receptive. I wonder what would happen if things got a bit more intimate. You know what? Fuck it. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Do you mind if I step it up a gear, Luna? Step it up a gear? What do you mean? Well, you know, something like... You move your hand along Luna's thigh all the way up until you can feel her pussy lips through the thin fabric of her bikini. Ah, she lets out a small moan. It doesn't sound like that. From the back of her throat. Luna suddenly sits up and moves away from you. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. I didn't want to. I misread the signal. Sorry. No, it's my fault. I liked it. But it's just that it startled me. I'm not used to physical contact. Yet. I'm sorry. Don't be sorry. That makes sense. The last thing I want to do is make you uncomfortable. Let's just say that it was no one's fault. Yeah. You should probably make sure you're ready to leave. My dad's probably almost done with packing the car. I'm gonna change, too. I'll see you Monday at school. Sure. Thank you for coming, Grim. She flees the terrace with her breast covered and her back turned towards you. God, that was awkward. I feel so guilty. We were having such a good time that I went and upset her like that. Let's try this again. If you want to change your position or want me to change anything, just let me know. The most important thing is that you're comfortable. I'm doing terrific. Just, do you mind if I turn around? Not at all. Oh boy. Is she going to put her top back on or... Thank you. Doesn't seem to be the case. This is a little embarrassing though. Nonsense. You have nothing to worry about. Our employees are strictly professional. Their gaze never drifts to where it doesn't belong. Just relax and continue enjoying your massage, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I actually like this better. Yeah. My God, Luna's skin feels softer than silk. She barely has any body hair and it almost looks like porcelain. She's completely changed since the beginning of the massage. It almost feels like she's asking me to touch it or caress it. Or to caress it, rather. I know she's not used to touching other people with her bare hands, but she's probably not used to any other kind of physical contact either. Maybe that's what makes it so special. The bird song above is only interrupted by the noise of your hands rubbing up against Luna's body and the soothing sound of her soft sighs and small moans. Man, this is getting hotter and hotter every second, and we're not even saying anything. I wonder what she's thinking right now. She looks so receptive. Would it be crazy to try to make things a little more intimate? Does it feel good, Luna? Mm-hmm. If you want me to change the position of my hands, you just have to say so. Your hands? Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to cross any line that could make you uncomfortable. Oh, don't worry. I feel safe in your hands. I feel good. All right. You move your hand along Luna's thigh. All right, she didn't flinch. So far, so good. Luna lets out a slight moan. Are you okay? I can stop. No, don't. Don't stop. It feels good. I want you to touch me. Touch you? Yes, I want to feel your hands all over my body. Oh, God. Did she really say that? All right, ma'am. Here at Grimm's Parlor, the customer's always right. Your wish is my command. You start rubbing the palm of your hand against Luna's pussy as delicately as possible. Slightly moaning. Ah, Jesus. I can feel Luna's fleshy pussy through the fabric. She's wetter now than she was in the pool. Looking at Luna's chest, damn, Luna's tits sure are bigger than they seem at first glance. She can barely cover them with her arm. Come on, let me see those pink nipples. Please. Luna's fidgeting accelerates and her breath hastens. Ah. Oh, she's quite enjoying the massage, folks. Oh my god. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, good god. Carried away by the situation, Luna's arm drops to her side, completely freeing her breasts. Her legs twitch nervously. That's what I'm talking about. Her shyness almost completely forgotten, Luna's body begins to roll on the massage table. Ugh. My god, look at those perfectly round boobs. I need to stop myself from bending down and just going to town on her. I'm still not sure how she'd react. I have to imagine we're close to her limits considering her lack of physical contact. I just want to take her and make her mine. But you gotta wait, Grim. Now's not the proper time for it. She's moaning. Luna's whimpers of pleasure are intoxicating. You can only imagine. Just hear it in your head, guys. I never thought I'd live to hear them. Yeah. You're perfect, Luna. Fuck, my pants are about to explode. Getting into some jeans was a bad fucking idea. Her back is tense and stiff, but instead of moving away, she's bringing her hips towards me. I like that. Judging by her reactions to my caresses, I bet that any kind of physical touch feels way more intense to Luna. As if her whole body had sensitivity cranked to max. How I'd love to drive her crazy with pleasure. Sitting up. Oh, good god. Is everything okay? No. I mean, yes. We can stop here if you want. No. Luna puts her hand on your chest one more time. You can see a shiver running through her body as she sighs deliriously. I can feel your heart beating. It's pounding. I want you to keep massaging me. But I want to feel you somewhere else. Somewhere else? Do you mean that you want me to touch you directly? Yes. Oh my god, did Luna Hernandez really just ask me what she... Excuse me. Did Luna Hernandez really just ask me what I think she asked me? My Luna. You move the thin piece of clothing to the side, revealing Luna's smooth pink pussy. You cautiously insert one finger inside her. Oh, my god! You're inside. I am. Hyperventilating. You insert both fingers inside Luna's vagina and start massaging her insides with a steady rhythm. Oh, good god! Jesus, like I expected, Luna feels incredibly tight. However, her pussy's so soaked, my fingers are sliding in like her whole body was begging me for them. This is incredible! As you begin to increase your pace further, Luna's whole body twists and twitches. A high-pitched moan escapes her mouth. Thank god the sounds of the mountain cover up her sounds. God, it drives me inside when she looks me in the eyes. Or it drives me insane, rather, when she looks me in the eyes. I wonder how Luna's sensitivity to physical touch would affect her during sex. Would it be counterproductive? Or on the contrary, would she become insatiable? Moaning, grim, panting. What's going on? Is she gonna come? I can't. I have to... Whoa! She's a faucet! My god, your body is unbelievably perfect, Luna. Fuck. Excuse me? Did you just say the F word? What? Nothing. First time I heard her swear in the time I've known her. That was hot. My god, that was the most intense thing I've ever felt. It's good to hear. Luna's hand starts to move along your torso towards your jeans. Mm-hmm. Is she trying to sense my body as before, or is she... Oh my god, is this really happening? Is she going to... Grim, where are ya? We gotta leave! What? Damn it, I completely forgot about the world for a moment. I knocked out of her trance. Luna sits up and moves away from you. Oh, fuck. God, it's so late. I'm sorry, I don't want to delay you. What? Don't worry about that. I want to be with you. I can stay and... No, don't do that. You gotta leave and I have things to do here, too. I should go and get changed. I'll see you Monday in school. Of course. Thank you for coming, Grim. She flees the terrace with her breast covered and her back turned towards you. God, that was awkward. What the hell happened? Everything was perfect, and then... God damn it. I hope she doesn't regret what we did. I know this was a huge step for Luna. Anyway, I guess I should go get dressed, too. I just hope she's not angry. Luckily, knowing Luna, I'm pretty sure that's not the case. Or so I hope. A few minutes later. All right, ready to go. Damn it, I was kind of expecting to see her waiting for me here. Am I really gonna leave like this? That farewell was cold. Ugh, I ruined a perfect day. Should I go back inside to look for her? Maybe I can fix it. Yeah, of course I'm going back. I have to find her. Can't leave without a proper goodbye. You turn around and see Luna standing in the middle of the pathway. Luna, I thought you wouldn't come to say goodbye. Of course, I'm sorry I left like that. It's just that I was startled. I guess that makes sense given the situation. I'm honestly not sure how that escalated so fast either, but I'm glad I had that moment with you. It was amazing. And not only the massage, everything was amazing today. Thank you for coming today, Grim. I know you probably had 1,000 things more fun to do than spending a day with me and my family, so I appreciate it a lot. 1,000 things, surely. But more fun? No way. I could spend every day with you and never get bored. I've never opened up to anyone about my powers, my insecurities, or my thoughts, but with you, it's different. I feel safe when I'm with you, as if I could tell you anything. Thank you for being there for me, Grim. And I'll always be there, Luna. Always. Text me when you get to Creedon. Will do. Will I see you Monday at school? Definitely. All right, then. Take care, Luna. I'll miss you. Me too. Have fun at tonight's party, and tell my dad to be careful when driving. I will. You have fun, too. Now that was a good goodbye. Hear Luna go back inside and swear you can see her doing little jumps from the corner of your eye. I'm ready, sir. I'll miss you, brother. Me too, Jarlito. Promise me you'll pop back up for Christmas. Don't worry, I'll come back sooner than that. And hey, I'll see you tomorrow. You have to bring my daughter back to me. Oh, I promise nothing. We love her too much. Don't make me come back. Be careful driving, Victor. Sounded a little Russian. Well, I'm leaving too. Miss Hernandez, Hugo, thank you so much for inviting me to your home today. I had a lot of fun. My pleasure, Grim. We enjoyed having you here with us. You're a very nice lad. A man who can survive my brother's extra spicy tacos is always worthy of my respect. I'm glad you're friends with my little niece. And thanks again for joining the offerenda of Luna's mother and saying a few words, Grim. It meant a lot to me. You can come back whenever you want. Thank you very much. The pleasure was all mine. All right, Grim, are you ready? Ready. Then get in the car. Fierro will take us back to Creedon in 5 hours, or maybe even less. All right. A few hours later. Ah, home sweet home. There's still an hour left until the party starts. I still can't believe Mr. Hernandez managed to arrive on time. That man sure knows the road. I think I received some messages earlier. Are you there already? Yep. Just got home. Cool. I was about to play some Eternum. I brought all the equipment with me. Sounds awesome. Have fun. I'm playing with Annie later. Any server you think she'd like? Annie. Oh, I know the perfect one. Well, I don't want to bother you too much. See you later. Bye. Wish I could play with them. I'm sure the two of them make a great team. Let's see what else. Where are you? You don't live with the Carters anymore? I just got home. You're home? I just got out of there. Wait for me, I'm going back. I won't move an inch. Okay, but hurry up. So she spent the afternoon here? That's pretty nice. I'm glad to see Nova becoming friends with Penny, Dahlia, and Nancy. Oh, I got a response from Annie, too. Sorry. I've been shopping all day with Nancy, and I had no signal. Did you ask me if I looked stronger? Yes, I took this photo this morning at Luna's. Grim, don't send me this stuff. You look the same as always, I guess. Really? I guess it was all in my head. Sorry about that. See you later. Later. I guess I was just imagining things. My mind must have been playing tricks on me. Anyway, I hope Nova doesn't take too long. I can't really wait for her much long. Hi! Gah! Whoops. You'll never change, will you? Hey, you didn't scream this time. Just a little gasp. I must be getting used to your sneak attacks. I'll have to up my game. Shouldn't you be dressed by now? The party will begin shortly. No worries. I left everything I need in my room when my mom will do my hair. It won't take me more than 30 minutes. Ah, I see you got it covered. All right, girlie, what do you need from me then? Why'd you come back? I finished what I was drawing. Oh, awesome. It's a green square. I came to see Penelope and I brought... It's a green rectangle. I know it's not a square. A rectangle is just a thin square. It's a stretched out square. That's what it is. It's still four frickin' sides. I came to Penelope and I brought this with me in case you were here. Do you want to see it? Of course. Nova opens her folder with shaky hands and gives you two sheets of paper. Holy shit, it's a manga comic. And wait, is that ahem? Soon the 10 gems will be mine. And I will rule over a sea of blood. She starts imitating Thanos' voice, trying to sound somber and intimidating. Soon the 10 gems will be mine, and I will rule over a sea of blood. You nailed him. Bang! She imitates the sound of a shot with her mouth. Wouldn't it go from left to right if it was a manga? Right to left, I'm sorry. I read left to right, but yeah, right to left. I've been reading a lot of manga lately, but Mega Man X manga, not anything, like, popular. It's over, Thanatos! You are no match for Delilah, Warren, and Dionne! Damn, I love Anime Nova. Thanks. Why is she holding the rifle like that, though? Don't interrupt! Clack! Nova makes a metallic sound with her mouth you can't identify. She's reloading the magazine. Oh! Whoosh! He's so fast! You pathetic creature! I will kill you just as I killed here! I love how much passion and enthusiasm she's putting into her narration. I will kill you just as I killed him! Thud! Bam! Nothing personal, demon. Just taking out the trash. Damn, that's my line. Yes. The last panel looks so cool. Sorry. Am I crazy or does she draw herself with bigger boobs? Not really. Your anime self even has the same mole on your chest. What? Oh, yeah, I wanted it to be accurate, you know. I didn't think you'd remember that. Hard to forget. Yeah, it's really good. You look back at Nova, who stands in front of you, eagerly waiting for your final reaction. I love it! It's good! And that's coming from a legitimate standpoint. It's not just a character, but a guy that deals with a lot of comics. A lot of comics! So yeah, it's good stuff. Whoever's the original artist, they're pretty good. They got the characters well. Really? Do you like it? Seriously, I love it. You ace the characters. I can't believe you were able to draw Thanatos so accurately just after seeing him once. Thank you. I have a good memory and I've always loved manga, so I thought I'd try it out. And I know you're into this stuff too, so you're just full of surprises, miss. And I really like how my anime self looks. Wouldn't it be your manga self? Because anime would be an animated version of the manga. Oh, you mean the guy who rescues the girl from Thanatos? It's just a random hero. A random hero, huh? Whoops. Yeah, it's not supposed to be anyone in particular. So she says. I mean, he asked my hairstyle and hair color, green eyes, skin, and he says my quote. Well, I might have been inspired by people I know. An amalgam of the coolest guys I know. Oh yeah, that makes sense. Well, in any case, can I keep it, even if the hero of the manga is totally not me? Yes, you can. I'm glad you liked it. But we should start getting ready, don't you think? Yes, you're right. I'll see you and Penny soon. Sure. Thanks again for the manga. You're welcome, you're welcome. Bye. Man, I've really made her jump to Cloud 9, hadn't I? Well, this was unexpected. Not everyone gives gifts without a reason like she did. And I really meant it. She nailed it. I can tell that she spent dozens of hours drawing this. I should think about something to give back as a gift. Probably not another manga. It'd look like something drawn by a 5-year-old. But anyway, it's time to get ready. I'm making my college debut tonight. Gotta impress all those university girls. Especially one or two in particular. Ah, hot shower really does wonders. I needed this so much, especially with the night I have ahead of me. I'm not sure how wild these college parties are, but I doubt we'll be going to sleep early tonight. Sure, it'll be fun regardless, though. Can't wait to see Penny and Nova's costumes. Grim, is that you? Ah, speak of the devil. Yep. Sorry, I'm almost done. Give me 5 minutes. No, I took a shower. Excuse me. No, I took a shower already. I just need to grab a couple of bottles from the cabinet real quick. Can I come in? Sure, no problem. Thanks. I won't look, I promise. It's okay, I'm not shy about my body. Got nothing to hide. Alright then, good to know. Grabbing some bottles from the closet. I guess we have that in common. I'm perfectly fine with showing off my body, too. Yeah. Jesus, she's not even wearing a bra. Look at those huge tits. They're basically defying gravity. My God. Staring at these while I'm in the shower is probably a bad idea. Oh, what's that? Oh, that building's going up, sir. It's going up real fast. Holy crap, I've never seen construction like that before. I should probably stop before she turns around and catches me with a boner. So, are you planning to drink a lot tonight? I don't know, are you? Me? I'm gonna set some drinking records tonight. Just make sure not to pass out too early. I don't think I could carry you back home. You're pretty big. Don't worry, I know how to control... Hey, is my conditioner in here? I thought I left it in the closet, but I didn't see it. What? My conditioner. For my hair. I need a very specific hairstyle for my costume, and I need to nail it. Is it the orange bottle? I think I saw it in the downstairs bathroom. Oh! Okay, cool, thanks. You're welcome. Are you alright? Yeah. I thought you said you didn't mind me coming in. That you weren't a shy person. And I'm not. Totally cool with it. It's just that, the steam from the shower might mess up your hair. Might make your hairstyle all frizzy before the party, you know? I see. Cool, thanks for the concern. Anyway, now that we've both seen each other naked, there's really no reason to make a big deal about this in the future. Does that mean I can enter the bathroom while you're taking a shower, too? Of course. As long as you have an urgent and compelling reason to barge into the bathroom while I'm wet and naked in the shower, of course. As urgent as hair conditioner got it. That makes sense. Good to know. Anyway, I have what I need. I'll go start getting dressed. Sure, I'll do the same. See you outside. Fully aware of your gaze on her, Penelope shifts her eyes downwards and stares directly at your bare penis. Oh, God. This should be an awkward situation, but those fuck-me eyes are turning me on so much, I think my cock just twitched. Please don't get hard now. She'll think I'm just a horny fucking kid. Why isn't she saying anything, though? Is she smirking? What's going on? Is she trying to make me feel uncomfortable, or is she... see anything interesting, Penny? Do you need anything else from the shower? Yeah, I'll let you finish your shower, sorry. Didn't mean to give you a hard time. We have to leave in 20 minutes, so don't take too long. Sure, I'll be ready in 10. See you outside. Penelope Carter, you're gonna drive me mad. I was already looking forward to this party, but after that, I should start getting dressed. I can't be late. Let's blow up that party. As fast as Hermes, as strong as Heracles, and as wise as Athena, I am... Damn it, I was just getting into the role. Oh, it's Nova. I'm ready. I'll be waiting for you at the corner of O'Connor Bridge. We're on our way. Can't wait to see you. All right, let's not keep her waiting then. Time to go. Penny, I'm ready. You all set? Meow. You look down and notice Carolyn staring at you with begging eyes. Either wants to go out or wants to... Well, mostly when the cats meow around here, that means they want to go out or come in. Their food is just there. Whenever they need it, they can eat. Hey there, pretty lady. What's the matter? Did the girls forget about feeding you? Is that it? Purring. Is that so? How dare they? Don't let her fool you. She already had her dinner. If she had her way, she'd never stop eating. Surprisingly, our cats don't do that. They do get wet food in the morning, usually every other day, and then, for the most part, they just have dry. It gets refilled whenever it's empty. And the cats, they'll come in, they'll eat a little bit, and then they'll go to bed, and then they'll eat a little bit, and they'll go outside. That's about it. They only eat a few times a day. They don't just sit there and eat, and they only have a little bit at a time. So it's not like you think. It's not like, you know, some animals, they'll just, I think dogs, like, they'll just eat themselves completely. But cats, they really don't do that, as far as I've seen. Ours don't do that, anyway. She already had her dinner. She had her way. She'd never stop eating. Dolly and her are two peas in a pod. Oh my God! Did I log into a tournament and forget? I have the Lady of Aeternum right in front of me. Do you like it? I love it. You look spectacular, Penny. You really hit it out of the park. You somehow look better than Idril does, in her own costume. Thank you. I thought it was appropriate now that I'm an Aeternumite, too. It's amazing. Was it hard to find or expensive? Not at all. A brand contacted me on Instagram to sponsor me and send me the outfit, so I didn't pay anything. I just have to mention them in my next post. Eh. It's always good to have. It's a little tight in the bust, though. These brand sponsors always think I'm exaggerating my breast size. I thought of dyeing my hair, too, for a perfect cosplay, but I didn't want to risk it. A lot of things can go wrong, and my hair is the most vulnerable, valuable asset in my modeling career. Well, I wouldn't say the most valuable. Don't be dirty. Seriously, though, you nailed it. Can you see anything with that blindfold, though? Yeah, I can. Although I'd rather not be wearing it all the time. I have to keep it on while taking pictures, though. For sure, Israel wouldn't be Israel without her blindfold. Well, now tell me, who are you supposed to be? I'm Eros, the Greek god of love and desire. Oh my. God of love and desire, huh? Are you planning to enchant anyone with your bow tonight? We'll see, we'll see. Gotta be careful. With great power comes great responsibility. Of course. Isn't Eros supposed to have wings, though? Yeah, but they weren't included with the costume. Don't expose me, though. Not everyone is an expert on mythology like you. Nah, I'm no expert. Wings, a bow, son of Aphrodite and Ares, and the husband of Psyche. That's all I know. Curious that you mentioned that. That's how I got the idea. Someone at that dinner where I met the founder told me about Psyche, and that made me think of it about as a and that made me think about it as a costume. Well, I think I can tell it was a great idea, Eros. You look great. Thank you. It's too bad I couldn't dress up as Psyche. You know, so we could match. Oh boy, she's really laying the flirt on tonight. She's trying to provoke me. She's definitely succeeding. Yeah, that's too bad. Maybe next year? For sure. Maybe next year. Shall we go, Eros? With pleasure, Israel. A few minutes later. Alright, here we are. This is the place, isn't it? Yep. Nova sent me a message a few minutes ago saying she was on her way. Yeah, me too. She must be about to arrive then. Is the uni building far from here? Nope, just a 7 or 8 minute walk. It's right behind those apartments. Are those student flats? Yeah, all the students from outside Creighton have to live there. That's where I'll be living next year if I can get to this college, I guess. Don't be silly. You're staying with us until we say so. No escaping the Carters. I was hoping you'd say that, not gonna lie. Ouch! What the hell is that? Did someone throw a ball at me? What the fuck? I'm sorry, can I help you? Wait a second. Nova? Bang! Headshot! Holy shit, that's really you! Ta-da! Wow, you look unrecognizable! You nailed your costume! Damn, I don't think I'd be able to tell it was you if it wasn't for your eyes! Wow, we bought the outfit together, but I hadn't seen her with her hair done yet. Nova, you look incredible. Thank you, thank you. This costume was made for you. Thank you. You look so different, but your reaction to praise gives you away, Nova. You look great too, guys. Thanks. I'm supposed to be Eros. Who? Greek god, son of Aphrodite and Ares. Super cool god. Okay, if you say so. He has a bow, too. Go on, tell her, Penny. He's Cupid, Nova. What? I thought Cupid was just a fat baby with wings and some arrows. Yeah, but that wouldn't give Grimm an excuse to dress up as a hot, half-naked model, eh? Ah, I understand it now. Whatever, it's just something I bought online. Yours look much more elaborate. Thanks, I've always loved Jinx, and I've been wanting to cosplay her for a while. But I never had any party or event where I got the chance to do so. Until now. Where did you buy it, or is it handmade? Bit of both. Penny and Mom helped me with everything. Tried to be as accurate as possible. I even dyed my hair with a special blue powder. It should disappear after washing it with shampoo. What about your eye, though? It's okay. I got it under control. The sun is already set, and since I've had it covered for 2 days straight, I should be able to hold out for 5 or 6 hours, which is the time we'll be there, more or less. Worst case scenario, I have an eye patch in case it starts hurting me. See? Well, okay. Just make sure not to push it, okay? For sure, don't worry. Alright, girls, now that everyone's here, let's party! Hell yeah! Can you take a pic of us before going in, Grim? I haven't posted anything today yet. Sure. What? Am I gonna be on your Instagram profile? With you? Yeah. Oh my god. Come on, Nova, look at the camera, or we're gonna miss the good stuff. Yeah! A few minutes later. I'm finally here. Okay, guys. That's going to be it for Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Eternum. And we're going to bring you the big old Halloween party next week. Probably going to be our last week of Eternum. Yeah, going to be the last week of Eternum. So, you guys enjoy it. Definitely going to end on a good note. Alright guys, so I'm out. I'll see you next time.